Kevin Frazier from my Los Angeles studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good, Kevin.
Tom, I heard you talking about Tamia, and she's getting ready. She'll be with Mint Condition at the concert coming up, and I know you're excited about that. I saw Tamia at the Hollywood Bowl this past weekend with Anita Baker. And Tamia sounded great. She came out and sang Rapture. And it was exciting to get a chance to hang with Anita. Now, I know Anita has a little bit of a reputation as a diva, just a little bit. But here's the great thing. Anita sounded incredible.
Yep.
And Anita talked about being away for a while because, you know, she's back now. Her single Lately, one of her highest charting singles ever. And one of the things she talked about is she got away because it also gave her time to kind of find herself and her identity. I was listening to her do sound check, and she said all of her equipment she bought herself, and she spent time learning that equipment while her boys were growing up. She said, I sat around and I learned the sound equipment, and I really learned about my craft. And that brought our conversation around to Whitney Houston. And she talked about, you know, her great friendship with Whitney. And I said, boy, Anita, why couldn't Whitney step away and get a little time away like you did? Here's what she had to say.
Whenever she was at Radio City, I would fly in. I would watch her pop every note to perfection and then go into the Rainbow Room, sit behind a velvet rope, and receive her fans. And one night I got online and I said, sweetheart, you need to go home. Some of us are only built to light the world like that for a certain amount of time.
And she was really sad about Whitney and talking about how, you know, Whitney just didn't have time ever to be Whitney. There were so many things and forces around her pushing on her. And Anita said, you know, she wished she could have helped her friend before what happened and she passed away. Meanwhile, Anita, getting ready, her album Only Forever is released October 23rd. She is doing fantastic, but she said when she comes off this little mini tour, it's going to be weird because she's going to go home, Tom, and the boys are gone. So for the first time at 54, she's an empty nester. She's single. She's going to think about dating again, you know. there's a lot going on for Miss Anita, but she's really excited about this album and the music. And I got to say, you sit down in that concert, and all of a sudden, you're transported back to 84. Mm. And she sounds as good as ever. And I asked her about her new music and where it's coming from, and she said, it's about my life now and the things I've gone through, from her divorce to being alone by herself now. Those are the things she's singing about, and that's what you'll hear about on the new album. I really can't wait for it, but I just got to say, there's nothing like sitting there and listening to her. And, you know, she's an artist. And one more thing about her sound check, the only other person I've heard that really crafts their sound check and listens to everything from the way the bass drum sounds to a cymbal was Prince. And so two artists who are very particular about how things sound were Anita Baker and Prince. But it was a real treat to hear. She's out on tour with Esperanza.
And about the same size.
I can't imagine how old. You know, she says she's home. She's an empty nester now. Mm-hmm. Those boys are what, 40 years old? I didn't know they was that old. Wow. Because I can remember her calling, you know, as she was getting them ready for school in Detroit. And now they're gone?
Gone. The youngest one goes to school this year.
Oh, wow. All right, Kevin. Kevin Frazier from The Insider, and every Tuesday on the TJMS.